In the last Congress, the House approved a water resources bill that included language to modify the navigation channel for the Fox River in Wisconsin. And this provision, which was inserted by my predecessor, would have modified part of the navigational channel from 150 feet wide to 75 feet and from an authorized depth of 18 feet to 6 feet. However, the Congress adjourned and the work never was completed. This year, I requested that this language not be included in the water resources bill because of my concern that it might impair the navigability of the Fox River and the potential for future commerce. It's my understanding that a 9-foot authorization depth is considered the minimal depth for navigational channel to safely handle barge traffic. I would like to work with the Congress and with the chairman and conference to ensure that whatever language is included in the conference agreement, it will not adversely impact the navigability of the Fox River and will accomplish the goals of a safe cleanup of the Fox River.
I thank gentleman for his leadership on this issue. The question of the Fox River has been on the agenda of the committee for over 20 years. And the gentleman stated the issue very well, that 6-foot channel depth is simply not viable for today's barge traffic. And there's also the issue of PCB contamination in the lower Fox River. The gentleman has shown real foresight in dealing with the issue of both of navigation and of cleanup. I yield myself 15 additional seconds. So the Superfund really ought to deal with this problem. We're going to be vigilant on the matter. If there's an opportunity conference to address the matter in an appropriate manner, we'll do that. If not, we'll do it in the subsequent water resources bill. And I look forward to coming to Green Bay to see the gentleman's district and the lower Fox River.